CliffCentral.com.
Let's talk about secret socks for a second. I walked into the office the other day. Sia and Mabali are both busy laughing about how their secret socks keep slipping off either their ankles or their toes. Mubs, you said it gets hooked on your little toe sometimes.
It just finds that crack.
So annoying.
That space in between the pinky toe and the other toe, and it just kind of nestles in there and it gets comfortable and it refuses to move.
I hate it when it gets there and there's a little ruffle under the sole of your foot. That sometimes happens.
Don't even get me started because I'm experiencing that right now. On one of my feet, my secret socks are basically all rolled up in there right by...
Oh, no, that's terrible.
What is that? The ball of my...
No. Don't you have to fix that right now?
Because
I can't just stay like that.
It is annoying.
Yeah, and then you have to go in and take the whole sneaker off and then just take the sock off as well and start from scratch.
I found these very cool ones not so long ago that have a little bit... They have like three little lines of rubber at the back on the heel.
Oh,
sort of keep them in place, and they have some kind of a there's a thing underneath in the front under the ball of the foot basically that's the same that also just keeps the whole secret sock in place.
Firstly, these things are not the sexiest looking things.
No.
Have no, no, you no.
And if people walk around in just them, they look ridiculous.
You look like the biggest dodo in the world.
No, you do.
And you just weighed out like, ugh, is it really worth it? And it scrunches. Ah, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess.
So what's Ben's dad, I told you. Ben's dad sells these things. So he saw me once in Cape Town wearing a pair of those secret socks that weren't so secret. They were sticking out of the top.
Yep.
And he said,
oh, no.
Said it's unacceptable. So he sent me about three pairs of these, the ones that you they basically just go around the toes and then just go around the heels. I could wear like ladies' pumps. You wouldn't know I had socks.
Ooh.
I'm not saying I do. I'm saying I could.
We aren't going to discriminate, though.
Yeah.
It's a little lacy number. Sorry. No, not lace. My mind ran away with me.
Are there still people who don't wear socks at all and just put their foot straight into the shoe?
That's and nasty, guys. Mm.
Yeah, because they, you know?
Mm. But why would you do that?
Well...
I don't know, Sia. Maybe you don't
Mm-mm.
have the secret socks. Maybe you're too lazy to go get them. You just think, eh, who's going to know? Who's going to know what's happening in this room?
There is a certain scent that emanates from a shoe after you have not worn socks. That'll just stay there. That'll linger on for the longest of time. Like, why would you subject yourself to that?
Well, I mean, if you think about heels, women wear heels without socks.
Someone says they hate secret socks here. What a stupid thing these
Join
secret
the
socks
club.
Are. Why, and again, why would anyone wear them? Official term for your sock disorder is called Princess and the Pea phobia.
What?
Princess and the Pea. Do you remember that story when you were a kid? About the princess, and they put one pea between three of her mattresses.
To prove that she's really a princess.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, I can feel the pea.
Okay.
Well, how does that?
Well, if you have a little, according to this person, a little ridge in your sock shouldn't make you so uncomfortable. Well, I'll tell you, it does me.
Ooh, so are you calling us a princess?
You like that, Sia?
Oh, stop it.
I'm a skinny guy. I wouldn't mind staying in that hotel. The beds must be really comfortable, like the disabled toilets, which I use. Good for you, dude. I'm so over the secret sock struggle. I am a full sock girl now, Michelle.
Mm.
That's the way to get around it. You just don't use the secret ones. You use the full ones.
Because I'm way too superficial. They look good, though.
No, it's not even that. I mean, what happens if you're wearing your sneakers with a short skirt or a pair of shorts? You don't want the full sock exposed.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Are you talking about more pressing fashion items?
No, this is
important.
back to the fat people, according to the messages. Someone says here, bully for the fat people. I'm always beach ready. Oh, well, lucky you.
Show off.
Jared says, hold on. If I kill one person and flee the country, I'll be extradited. But that monster who killed so many people can hide in London. It's the government that's keeping her safe. And then Jared completely changes the direction of his argument and says, can you say room service buffet? Woo, baby. Just imagine the fat hotel orgies.
Sure.
See, I must calm down. My white ex got me into not wearing socks, and I love it. Not all feet are funky, and women wear heels all the time with socks.
Oh, what does race have to do with
they really
socks,
shouldn't.
Number one?
Well,
but number two, if you want to have funky feet, go ahead. I will not be anywhere close to them.
Okay, well, she's saying that her white ex got her used to not wearing socks. She says that's important. And secret socks trick, make a strip of silicone and paste it on the heel part of the sock. Done. Problem solved.
Hmm.
That's from Minri. And then Lee Berger, who's coming in as our guest a little later on, says he also has a point of view about secret socks. Do people still put bare feet into shoes? You should meet our explorers. Some don't wear shoes. Well, he's talking about those people who go into those caves where they find our human ancestors.
Barefoot?
Oh, hell yeah. Sure. Ooh. Gives you better grip.
I'm thinking that there must be a good reason for it.
Ooh, are like pedicures part of the staff package? Like, I wouldn't need that.
But you know, like the whole thing about not all feet are funky?
Yes.
But do you wash your feet?
Yes, you have to wash your feet.
Well, 12% of people never wash their feet.
See now.
4% wash their feet less than once a week. Mm-hmm. 4% also wash their feet just once a week. Every other time, 8%, and only 72% every single time.
I don't want to sound like the princess from The Princess and the Pea, but I do like to get into bed with clean feet.
Clean feet,
I don't know if that's
everybody.
Too much
you gotta,
to ask.
You've got to have clean feet.
You've got to have clean feet.
When you think like your feet are in shoes all day, they need cleaning.
Mm, they barely get time to breathe. All that toe jam.
12% of people surveyed never clean their feet.
Oh, that 12% needs to be saved. They need to see the light.
That just made the foot fetish community stomach turn.
Yeah, well, they've got foot fetishes because of dirty feet, probably. They don't like clean feet.
Oh, yeah.
And then you think you want to rub your feet against, like, my legs when you don't even wash them? Mm. Sidebar, do you know that you also need to like...
Sidebar.
Do you also know that you need to like really dry your feet off properly, even between the toes? Because if you don't, that's where yeast can start forming.
Yeast.
You don't want yeast.
Disgusting.
Get the yeast away. Dry your feet.
Wearing secret socks is like wearing a panty liner. The cracks will find you, says somebody.
Oh, dear.
How does a panty liner work? Can someone explain that to me?
It's like a minimized sanitary towel. Very, like, much smaller, much thinner. You stick it on your garment and then...
So it goes on the inside of the panties?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then it, like,
panty
nestles
liner.
Between the vagina and the panties.
Yes, Gareth.
Okay. Just need to check. I don't know these things. Why would I ever know?
You wouldn't.
It's kind of in the name, though.
Oh, shut up, Ben. You're so goddamn clever.
It lines the panties. So what does it do? Well, it's what is it? Where? How? What is it? It's a liner of the panty. But what do you mean, panty liner?
I'm so confused.
Where does it come in contact with the panty and how connected is it to it? Well, it lines it.
No, guys, you
so
guys
it's
are
on the outside
mean.
Of the yeah.
There's no such thing as a stupid question. You asked Gareth, and you know you got to answer these mean kids here.
Thank you very much.
That's funny though. CliffCentral.com.